Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Dads Who Try. This is officially episode number 56. And if you're jumping on for the very first time tuning in, I'm Nate.
I'm Tommy. And this episode, bro, is recorded the day after Super Bowl 58.
Wow, we should have timed this better.
Yeah.
We should have done episode 58, Super Bowl 58. We weren't there yet.
We were not thinking.
It's okay. I still think that we're clutch, just like Mr. Patrick Mahomes himself.
I would say the game didn't get interesting until probably maybe towards the third quarter.
Okay, the end of the third quarter. This is disgusting what happened last night.
Yeah.
We're watching the game together.
Yep.
My kids are there. Your kids are there. My kids kind of start melting down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this game isn't really going anywhere. It's halftime's just over. You know, the score, I think, was 10-3 or something like that. I'm like, okay, we're going to take the boys home. And
Slow game. You're not going to miss much.
We're going to take the kids home. We're gonna get them to bed.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I get the boys home. I look at the score.
Getting close.
And it's like 16-16 or something
like that. Yeah, it was. It was at one point.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I just do?
Dude, if that's not parenthood, I don't know what is. You leave like in the times where you're feeling like, oh, I'm not going to miss much.
Yeah.
You're at some kind of sporting event. You're at some kind of event that's like, you know, like a party, and it doesn't kind of elevate until you leave.
Yeah. The kids' sleep schedule is so important.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's a freaking Super Bowl. Your kids can push it.
Once a year, for sure.
Go get them a couple more bagel bites. You know, they're going to be good to go. And then what happens? It goes to overtime.
Yeah.
Overtime, the 49ers score a field goal.
Yep.
What is it? 19-22.
19-22.
Chiefs ball. They get one shot.
Yes. And now, by the way, they start like fumbling it. It was like, I think the second or the third play, like they don't get like the yardage that they, you know, they need, and they're still really far back out of field goal range.
Right.
And so Patty Mahomes just runs this thing up the cut, gets a first down, and starts to drive over again, and starts like marching. The play that really ends it all, it's like the next drive.
Yeah.
You know, so they get to like second or third down, and Hardman from Kansas City kind of does like an outpost and goes into the corner. Patty Mahomes, he rolls right, throws it into the end zone, wins the game, and it's just unbelievable.
A walkaway TD.
Yeah. And, you know, I hate when they, of course, I'm a competitor, and so you play to win, of course, but yeah. They always show, like, the Niners, like, walk off the field, and I'm just
it's so sad. It's so sad.
Yeah, you get a bunch of grown men just crying, you know, because they've waited until this moment to play.
Yep.
And now that, you know, they don't walk away with the hardware.
The only time that, you know, men are more sad is after they've lost a hard-fought battle at LA Fitness Open Gym.
Dude, you know, we've had some
40-year-old dudes be walking, you know, their shirts off. Like, why are you playing shirts and skins, first of all? It's 2024. We could tell, you know, look, we're grown men. We know who's on whose team. You don't need to take your shirt off. And by the way, it looks like you still got a shirt because you're covered in hair. But we got 45-year-old dudes walking off the court looking like looking like Brock Purdy just lost the Super Bowl.
Dude, I've seen some tough matches in the NBA, but I've seen tougher matches at LA Fitness. Dude, it's unbelievable.
Dude.
Like, people are playing for a 10-day contract. I'm convinced. You go in there, bro, and people are hacking. You know, they're following you. You know, you take it to the hoop, and you know, you're for sure getting your elbow across the forehead or something like that. And it's like, dude, I'm actually not playing for a 10-day contract. I just want to get a good run.
Yeah,
you surely are.
I'm trying to get some shots up. I'm trying to get a little exercise in. I'm not trying to play for a contract. It's real. It's all these guys, and by all these guys, I mean myself included, who didn't make it in high school and college. And so we're like, hey, we're going to be the king of the court. Here at LA Fitness.
Yeah.
You don't know, young ones.
Yeah. You know, I just started playing in a league on Tuesday nights.
Ooh.
And I got the invite back.
Yeah.
So listen, the first invite, it means something for sure.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really mean as the second one.
It means like, hey, we're down a guy. Come through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, we want you to come back.
Whoa.
And so,
Tommy, bro, you're a real athlete.
No, but there was this. I say that all of that to say is that I was playing with a guy who's probably in his late 40s, and there's like levels to this thing.
Yeah.
All right. And you could, when you first look at this guy, you're like, he's tall,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't look like he has it.
Sure.
Now we get into the game.
Uh oh.
And this man has it, bro. Shoots the three from deep, takes it to the rack.
Yeah.
Bro, he is working it. He's working these guys. I'm like, all right, man. Like, I'm.
And you're guarding him?
No, thank God he was on my team. Oh, he was carrying the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and every single player on this team plays well.
Yeah.
Like, they can shoot the ball. Everyone has, like, you know, you could tell they either played college, like high school ball or college ball.
Yeah, they all got a handle. They all got a decent shot.
Yeah. And so, you know, whether you're playing in a random Tuesday night league, LA Fitness, or in the NBA, there's a dog in you.
Hey, woof, woof. Hey, all those guys out there, maybe you're feeling discouraged. Don't forget, you got that dog in you.
Roof,
roof. Yo, every morning I wake up my sons. I say, sons, you better wake up. Let me hear them little sun barks. Roof, roof. What do? They get up, they start growling.
Did you... Were you cheering for a specific team yesterday, or you just want to watch some good football?
Well, look, I'm a Seahawks fan, so
yeah.
My opinion for yesterday was F the 49ers and F the Chiefs. Hey, Brock Purdy, if you win, that's dope. Otherwise, I could care less.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I wanted...
sorry, there was a storyline
yeah.
I did care about.
Taylor.
Taylor and Travis.
Yes. I think I saw that some people wanted to see a proposal.
Yeah, a proposal. Someone want, you know, look, we didn't get Justin Bieber in the halftime show. That's a whole nother conversation.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll
sure.
talk about that in just a second. And I think we should also talk about the appropriateness of halftime shows over the past few years. We'll get there. But, I want to know, do you think that the Travis and Taylor thing, is it planned? Is it like a Hollywood thing?
Man, I don't know. You know, I'm not a big, like... Listen, I'm not saying that I'm a Taylor Swift fan.
You're not a Swiftie.
I'm not a Swiftie, but I'm not saying that I'm not a Taylor Swift fan either.
Mm.
So I'm a Swift. I'm not a full Swiftie.
I'm a Swiffer, quicker, picker, upper.
Yeah, so I think watching them, you know, I love good storylines. I love following drama and, like, random crap like that. So I'm a sucker for... You know, I've been, like, watching the whole situation with, like, her in Japan flying over to the game, you know, to, oh, she landed. I get fired up when
you
I see
are
that.
A Swiftie.
No, I'm not.
Listen to you.
No, I'm not.
I was watching her in Japan.
I followed her
flight number.
No, I did not follow her flight
she's
number.
She's getting miles closer. Oh, she just landed in Las Vegas.
I wish I was, like, I wish we could do that. You know, I think, like, that, you know, to look up to someone and be a fan of them that much to love them, I mean, that's an admiration that I don't have just yet for her, but I do love watching people just juice over, you know, a funny love situation. And I don't know if it's real or not, to be honest. Like, I would love to think that it is real.
Right, the romantic in me is like, please, I hope this is real.
Yeah, I would have loved to see a proposal last night. I mean, but I think Leo was saying she thinks it would have been too soon.
Did you see the guy on the 49ers? He's hyped on the sideline. What's his name? Hardman? I can't remember his name. And he got injured.
Yeah.
A lower left leg injury. I think this is his Achilles.
Yeah.
But he was out for the whole game. Did you see that moment?
I did not.
He's jumping on the sideline. He's running in. I think they're, you know, special teams or something like that. He falls on the ground, bro.
Just randomly.
Randomly.
Yeah.
And 49ers. Ugh. And the commentator's like, this could change the game. But I'm convinced it was the Swifties, bro.
You think they're praying or doing something?
Maybe, yeah, snipers.
Yeah.
They're praying, you know.
Doing something weird. There's foul play at hand.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Yeah, we should get a couple of Swifties on here and ask them about it and what they feel about that. But nevertheless, I thought it was up until like the third, fourth quarter, I thought it was a great game towards the end there. And it kept me on my toes.
Dude, your sons.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about this. This is Dads Who Try. So we've been talking about dad content.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about some kids stuff because your sons were going wild for the game. Look, Tommy's son's 2-1.
Yeah.
And his son Levi, he's watching the screen. You would have thought this kid had money on the game.
Oh, bro, I've dude, never.
He was clapping. He was shouting. He was rooting. He was rooting for both teams. The commercials came on, and he's like, "Football, yeah. Where's the football?"
I've had like basketball games on, and sure, you know, like college football, like when the national game was on, he was watching that, mm-hmm. but I haven't. I think he was like looking at us and seeing our energy level kind of like go there. So I think he was just so juiced to be a part, and I can see in his eyes he was like looking at us. And he's like, oh, man, they're level 10. I'm going level 10. Mm-hmm. And so for every single play, you guys, he was just clapping last night. It was just he had the time of his life.
Dude, I think, you know, I brought our boys too. So 4 boys total.
Yeah.
And the energy.
Holy crap.
Dude.
Just running.
Nonstop running in circles, bro. Literally running in circles.
They opened up that
wrestling, yeah. Throwing balls.
Building forts.
I'm sitting on the couch. Next thing I know, Levi, Nate, and he's trying to push me. I'm like, what's good, bro?
He's like trying to fight.
Yeah. No, he's like, move. I'm trying to build a fort.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
Pushes me off the couch, picks up the cushions. Excuse me. Black lung. Zoolander. So.
Nice. But, you know, the kids, man, they're just... It's just fun to see them in that kind of environment, having that much energy and just boys being boys. You know, it's I always feel like Levi is a little bit more gentle with his brother, you know, at certain times. But when there's other kids around, it's full on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You know that phrase, boys, you know, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
It obviously has like a really bad connotation, right? Usually, you know, when people say, oh, boys will be boys, it's like them making like really inappropriate sexual jokes room, or, you know, just being complete knuckleheads. But that phrase, I feel like, is so important in young adolescents. These young boys just need to be young boys.
Yeah.
They need to wrestle. They need to get hurt. They need to scrape their knees. They need to get in fights. They need to, you know, all that stuff. I still believe boys should be boys. And ladies, girls, like, girls got to be girls.
Yeah, of course.
And I know, like, this is like a really controversial topic. Hey, careful what you say. If you say boys should be boys, you're not being inclusive. I'm sorry, but like for like I think the 99.99% of human history, boys have been boys and girls have been girls. And I'm not saying that you need to change things up in your home, but what I am saying is we need to let children develop naturally.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think that there's. Yeah, I for each home, and I think, you know, again, what are you taught me a lot about this, Nate. You know, kind of like going back a few weeks. Remember, so I can't remember if I told this on the podcast or not on the last episode, but my son was building a fort the other day, and he was kind of near the fireplace. This kid, you know, does like a little ramp. And yep. ends up, you know, diving off the couch and hits his forehead, gashes, you know, wouldn't take him at the ER. We had to bring him in. And then they wouldn't take him at urgent care. So they took him to the ER room, and then he ended up, instead of getting stitches, he got his head glued.
Yeah. The glue.
But, you know, I kept thinking to myself in that moment, I was panicking because I saw the blood when I got home. But then I realized these kids are going to be kids. And of course, man, like we want to have like good attention and care for them, of course, but I can't like strap them in and thinking that that's gonna like help, you know, grow them for the rest of their life and trying to protect them from all this stuff. Dude, you like, as you're saying right now, we have to let our children go and let them actually, in the process of them doing all this stuff, they're learning.
Yeah,
you know, they're learning boundaries, they're that's learning right. what I can do, they're learning how much my body can handle. You know, when they jump off the couch, they're like, hey, this is safe. You know, there's a lot of developmental, you know, I think just the intelligence of learning all that,
yeah.
That they learn through kind of doing stuff. So I think as a parent, I totally agree with what you're saying right here, because I think we don't allow children to grow enough.
Yeah. Or we, like I find more in life, the older I become and the more... the longer I've been a parent, parenting is more about guardrails than it is about leashes.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you go to the bowling alley and they put those bumpers up.
Yep.
You know, like that's parenting. Like, I'm going to make sure you stay down a path that leads you to develop healthily. But as long as you're on that path, I'm going to let you bump against the boundaries a little bit. I'm going to let you, you know, hit the sidelines, you know, hit the rails, hit the limits and the edges, because they got to figure that out. You know, I remember hearing a quote that says that young boys should do dangerous things carefully. And I agree. It's like, hey, when River is climbing a tree, I don't say, hey, River, be careful. You're going to fall out and break your arm. I say, hey, River, what's the next branch you're going to grab?
Yeah.
And I just want him to be intentional doing dangerous things. And what's it do? It teaches him how to, in the moment, create, what's it called? Not resilience, but it allows them to be calm under pressure. It allows them to develop in those moments where later on in life, they're going to need those socially. They're going to need those in their marriage. They're going to need those things. As young kids, it just feels like play. But as they get older, all of these moments will coagulate. How do you like that for a word?
Yeah.
Coagulation, no bleeding, don't give a... You know, all those things come together to form someone's character. And, you know, I don't want to force my kids... Of course I want to give guardrails. This is such a hard topic to talk about, but I don't want to force my children to become someone or something that I think is ideal.
That's it.
At the same time, I have principles and values that I believe in my heart are the best ways to raise up a child.
Hmm.
And even if we do all those things right, Tommy, our kids can still be freaking knuckleheads. Like, how? What about that? Hey, we raised you. We did all the things the book said. We listened to Dads Who Try podcast. Listen to Moms Who Try. We listened to all the things, and our kids are still freaking knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the case for some people. That might be the case for us. And at the same time, it's like, I got to love my kids through those seasons.
That's it. And, well, that's actually really well said, bro, by the way. I think a lot of people are discovering what that is for them right now. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, I do have some friends, you know, that were like growing up, as you're, you know, saying that, I had friends that were super strict, you know, they couldn't, you know, there's stuff that they just couldn't do. And then there's parents that, you know, like mine who allowed me to just go. And, it was kind of like, go until you mess up and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I don't know what the right way is, but I do think that in order to create well-established people who, you know, like, you got to put them under situations. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying intentionally allow them to get into harm, you know, knowing that they're going to, you know, it's probably not a good situation, but I'm like, you got to let your kids develop for sure.
I think people with theories and opinions will always lose to people who have experience. And I think we see this all the time, right? It's like people love to be on the keyboard telling Patrick Mahomes or Brock Purdy how bad they are. But they've never stood in the pocket and tried to throw a ball.
That's it.
And it's like at the end of the day, until you get some of those experiences and you can adapt to them, you're only going to have opinions and theories.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of people who – I always laugh when it's like people who don't have kids think that they know – the pressures of parenting.
Yeah.
And they might know techniques, they might know ideas or philosophies for parenting, but they don't know the pressure of parenting.
Hmm.
And that's a whole different playing field, right? what I'm trying to say is I think there's a lot of grace, a lot of leeway for parents. By the way, none of us knew what we were doing when we had our first kid.
Right.
Because it was our first kid.
Right.
And when you had your second kid, you didn't know what you were doing because you never had two kids.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. Like, we're all figuring this stuff out.
Yeah.
And we're all failing together. We're all making mistakes together. And we're all growing because we're able to share those experiences with each other.
Yeah.
Man, that's cough. Still getting me, dude.
How long has it been?
All of December. All of January, now into February. When we were in Mexico, I had zero cough.
Yeah.
So I think it's the cold.
Yeah. It probably is.
I literally had zero. And there's a lot of humidity where we were in Mexico. Here, it's dry and it's cold. And so that could be it.
Yeah. I speaking of sickness, you know, I feel like my boys have been, this past 2 months have just been gnarly, you guys. And I don't know all the parents that are listening right now, if this is it for your kids as well, but it just feels like it's just a lingering thing. And until like the warm weather comes around, you know, it doesn't get better. It feels like, this season, I feel like it's, I've been talking to all the parents and stuff, you know, and they're like, dude, my kids are constantly sick. And it's like, yeah, they're all hanging out at the same daycare. They're all same school.
Dude, that's the most parent thing ever. Like 2 months of sickness, it's like, dude, it's never going to end. Like being a tired parent, AKA me.
Yeah.
I always say crap like that. Like, you know, man, my kids have been sick for so long. And it's been like 8 days.
Yeah. It feels like an eternity,
dude,
by the
8 days? What is it? Like dog years?
Yeah.
But like eight days in kids sick days is like 8 years.
Yeah.
8 months.
I'll tell you what, man. Yeah. Especially when they elevate to like the fever and, you know, that's the whole thing. And they're whiny and they're ornery. And it's like, dude, I can't do anything to make you happy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
what would you rather though? Would you rather have a kid who's vomiting or a kid who's explosive diarrhea? You can't say neither.
Yeah, you can't say neither because they're both really bad.
Yeah, come on in. It's a reality.
You're shooting either from the front or the back. So it's whatever it is, man.
Shoot.
But hey, speaking of opinions and theories, what was your opinion of the halftime performance last night? Listen, as I was watching that, I found myself back in 2008 at a club.
Bro.
And I'm like, man, Ush, I still love you and you still got it.
You see, I disagree. I love Usher.
Yeah.
I don't think he still has it. I thought it was bad, bro.
You thought the performance was bad. I thought it was like a good 8. Yeah.
No, okay, look. I thought anyone who was watching who graduated between 2004 and 2009, we were eaten.
Yeah.
We were watching that Super Bowl and like, yeah. Like it was so nostalgic.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys, Lil Jon,
yeah.
The whole thing. I mean, the enjoyment level of it for me was like a 9.
Yeah.
I loved it. But the actual performance was like a 6 for me.
Yeah.
It looked like he was out of breath, bro. I couldn't even understand his words. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, bro.
I mean, he was confident enough to take off his shirt.
I mean, dear God, look at that. Look at that man's body.
I mean, bro, he didn't look like he was out of breath there.
I don't know about that.
It was a roller skate scene that I think got.
Hey, when he almost fell on the roller skates at the end.
Yeah, I was like, oh, dying. Yeah. These guys are just kind of doing it now.
I feel like Lil Jon was up there like, hey, we still doing this? All right, yeah. Anyway, that guy changed his. Remember when he came out with that song? Turn Down for What?
Yes, bro. I mean, I don't think he was in his. Like, I wouldn't say that was his prime.
No, but like he completely reinvented himself and dropped a new hit.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
How many years after? To the window, to the wow, to the
you know,
every prom.
Yeah, Lil Jon could still turn me up right now. Like he could make a banger and I'd probably turn it on and be like, man, this is a 1.
I'm getting into the office today. You want to know what song I'm putting on?
Turn down for what? Yeah, because you're about to turn up.
Because I'm gonna turn it down so I can turn it up.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay, I will say this. Our boys got down.
Dude, they loved it.
They were
what
dancing.
Are we talking about,
they were
bro?
Going
they were
crazy.
Wild.
They had so much fun during the halftime show. Last year,
yeah,
we had Rihanna.
Riri did a good job, too.
Now, in my opinion, I thought this was like a tale of two.
Yeah.
There's the opposites, right? Yeah. Like, her performance, in my opinion, was top-notch.
Top-notch.
Like, it was insane.
Insane.
But like it didn't have the same magic as like Lil Jon and Usher on the stage together.
Yeah, I think you're right in saying that like her performance was great. You're right. Opposite.
Yeah, but I want to talk about like the appropriateness. Like, okay, boys, we're watching the Super Bowl. Then I'm like, should we let them watch a halftime show? Like last year, my boys are like, how come that man is dancing on her like that? I had to be like, oh, son.
Cover your eyes.
flag on the plate.
Well, is that a bird over there? Look at the bird in the sky.
Like, I forgot who it was the year before, but it was like, there's like some nasty moments where they're just like, you know.
The Weeknd?
No. Oh, yeah. Was it The Weeknd? That one wasn't bad.
He did some. I'm going to check it up. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah. Can't remember who it was, but you know, I remember being like, oh, boys, we can't watch this one. Just because it was, you know, There was some gyration. Oh, was it J-Lo?
Let's see. No, it was The Weeknd. Weeknd did 2021.
Yeah, that was 2021. Who was 2022? Who's 2022?
The Super Bowl halftime show was done by... No, that was the year that Eminem, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, Dr. Dre did all theirs.
When was J-Lo?
J-Lo was probably... If it wasn't... Let's see.
I could have swore she just did it.
2020 with Shakira.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was the year that Shakira did the... at the end. Dude, yes. How many gifs and meme were done out of that whole thing? Dude, that was actually crazy.
Those hips. I was going to say those lips, but that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, she. I don't know what that was. You guys, if you guys like put Shakira moment for 2020, I'm sure you'll find that video. She did this. It was such an odd thing to do.
It was.
Yeah. Didn't even go with anything at all. It was just like, hey, camera's on me. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to go. Yeah.
Very, very strange. Very strange. Okay, hey, we're coming up on half an hour real quick, and we just want to give you guys a quick rundown. We started something brand new. We have a new Dads Who Try Discord.
Yes.
And we thought that, not just our thought. This is our observation, but it's backed up by research and by studies. But it shows that about 79% of men in America struggle with having close friendships with men and friendships and fellowship. And so we thought we'd start a community on Discord, a Dads Who Try community. And right now I think we have something like 100 dads on there, and we're chatting about cooking and anime and sports and music and all sorts of stuff. But we'd love to invite you over there. Head over to our social medias on Instagram or on TikTok in the Discord. Excuse me. The Discord will be in our link in the bio.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even using the Discord this past weekend and, you know, just launching it, so many people have came on and talked about their hobbies, their experiences, you know, fatherhood. And so, you guys, this is a great way to stay connected to so many great dads. You know, of course, we would love to stay in touch, but I think that this is opportunity for dads connect with one another, you know, and we're going to probably do some meetups here in Los Angeles.
That's right.
And there are so many dads from all over the place, but I'm excited to maybe through this Discord channel, Nate, we can get some of these local dads here in town and maybe do something fun.
Look, I'm going to shout out some dads right now who are on the Discord.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeremy from Delaware.
Yeah, let's go, Jeremy.
Shout out to Jenks. That's a fun name. From Maryland. Some East Coasters, okay? Yeah. Shout out to Caleb from Orlando. Check this one out. Shout out to Maze from Nigeria.
We got Nigeria in the house?
Yep, we have Doug from BC, Canada. We have RC from Texas. Shout out to Nick from Idaho. Check this one out. We have Ryan from Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
this one's cool. There's a guy named Burns on here. He's from Norman, Oklahoma.
Let's go.
Do you want to know who else is from Norman?
Who?
Eric and DJ.
Stop.
Yep. Oakland, they have a Cheddar's there, so shout out to Cheddar's. But hey, we'd love to find you on Discord and get to know you and to hang out. Like Tommy said, we're going to have some meetups locally, but we would love to organize meetups all around the country, all around the world. And so why don't we jump in and start a little community?
Let's go. There's about 100 people in there right now. And so how fire is that, huh?
Yeah.
The thing is, you guys, we're just trying to stay connected to our community, man. There's incredible dads, and there's stuff that I don't know, man. You know, I'm going to drop some crazy stuff in there, you guys.
Oh, dude.
My kids send me to the moon sometimes, and I just want to know, am I the only one that ever feels like this?
No, you're not.
Truly.
No, call me the astronaut, because I'm going to space sometimes, dear Lord. Okay, Tommy, our management told us that we need to start having some language for our community.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Yep. Taylor Swift has Swifties.
Yep.
And, you know, whatever you want to call them. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
But if we were to call ourselves something.
Yeah.
Maybe we call ourselves dads.
Yeah. It's a great.
Triers. It's like, what the heck, dude?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to call it? Yeah.
I don't want to call myself from other dads, daddies.
Okay.
You know, Hey, hey, daddies, we're about to jump on.
Yeah, you guys, if we ever call you daddy, please block us.
Block us. It's probably not us. It's somebody being weird.
Hey, what's up, daddies? Hey, we're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
Dude, cancel us. If we start calling you guys daddies, cancel us. Unless it's daddy with an I at the end. Then by all means, like the post. You know what I'm saying? So dumb. Hey, we love you guys so much.
And we will see you guys on the next podcast.
With a special guest.
We're not going to tell him. No, don't tell him right now.
I won't.
All right.
We're out.
Bye.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Just getting no sleep, baby. Dads who try.